Welcome to this online interview by Project Cargo Weekly. Our special guest of honor today is Mr. Lincoln Dundas. He's the General Manager Intra-Oceania Trades, including breakbulk for ANL, Australian National Line, based in Australia. First and foremost, Lincoln, welcome to this interview.
Thank you. It's good to be with you and your listeners.
Very welcome. As I always do with my accused, or shall we say interviewees, I always allow them to tell a bit about how they ended up in the current position they're in. How come you are not, let's say, in banking or in accountancy? How come you are in shipping?
I think, like a lot of people, you just sort of end up here. I ended up at shipping and at ANL straight out of university. I really enjoyed the industry and I like what I do. So I've held, many different roles across different countries in the US, Australia, of course, and in Asia as well. Mm-hmm. And so it sort of gets into your blood, like a lot of people, and you enjoy what you do.
Definitely. It's like they say, if you enjoy what you do, you don't work a day in your life. What can you tell me about ANL? I mean, ANL, of course, is let's say, synonymous with the Australian National Line. But what can you tell me about their role in handling breakbulk, also in the intra-Oceania trades? Tell us a little bit about the services that you have in and out of Australia currently.
So I guess we're, of course, primarily a container shipping line. So we don't have project cargo type vessels. So everything that we do is in regards to container ships. Mm-hmm. So, of course, there's a few limiting factors in terms of what we can handle. But certainly we do handle a large amount of break bulk. Mm-hmm. In terms of our services into Oceania, we've got a very extensive array of services from North Asia, Southeast Asia, into all of the major cities in Australia, being Melbourne, Sydney, Brisbane, Adelaide and Fremantle. Mm-hmm. We also offer a few more what we would call niche products, where we service the Pilbara, which is a major mining location in Australia where all the iron ore comes out of. Right. So that's Dampier and Headland. We service that from Singapore, as well as we service Darwin from Singapore as well. So we've got a very extensive array, I would say, of port coverage in Australia. We also do a lot of, or have a number of services up into Papua New Guinea as well, whether that be from Asia into Papua New Guinea, or Australia and New Zealand into Papua New Guinea. And then we also run a US West Coast service down to Australia and New Zealand as well. Mm-hmm. So we've got quite a full array of products, but of course ANL is also part of the CMA CGM group. Yeah. So we are able to, extend further than the Asia and US West Coast into Oceania. We can branch out into Africa and East Coast America, South America, and of course Europe through that wider network of CMA CGM.
Okay. So that means, for example, if you had some secondhand mining equipment that has been used in Australia and is now needed for a project in West Africa, you could use ANL into Port Klang or other transshipment point for CMA and then connect with your owner's, global traffic into Africa, right?
Yeah, correct. And we'd be able to offer three bills of lading actually all the way through. Mm-hmm. So it would actually be a CMA CG. In that case, it'd be a CMA CGM shipment from the Pilbara to Africa.
Okay.
And we would load it on the first leg on our ship and then it would connect into our group services.
Okay. And how do you see that the trade now? Corona has been a big hamper on a lot of the world trade, of course, and now, of course, hopefully it's opening up again. Where do you see any specific pattern moving break bulk by container ships on your services? Is it a lot out of China to Australia, or can it be anywhere, or do you see any major trade lane for this kind of product?
Oh, look, we've seen, I think every year, there's quite a lot of boats that are moved into Australia and also out of Australia. So I guess they're one of the main, you know, segments that are moving on container ships. We're also doing quite a lot of, and we do have always done quite a lot of helicopters, believe it or not, because of course Australia has a lot of bushfires, and so does America. But our bushfires are on alternate seasons, so the helicopters go backwards and forwards between the two countries every year. So we're participating quite a lot of that. Then there's also, you know, a lot of mining equipment that comes in as well. Yeah. So we do a lot of mining equipment up into northern Australia, trucks, you know, dump truck trays, etc. Yeah. And then of course, you know, you've got the infrastructure projects that are always you know, ongoing in Australia, whether it be new trains or trams, etc. So quite an extensive array, I would say, and it's a lot of variations.
Okay, interesting. Your team in A&L looking after break bulk cargo, let's say you are a freight forwarder or somebody sitting in PNG and you need a quote from A&L on break bulk. Tell me about the team. Where are you located? Do you have colleagues in other locations, or do you have a central desk for such inquiries?
So if we have cargo or inquiries and someone sitting in Papua New Guinea, they can, of course, contact their local A&L representative in that market.
Yeah.
And then the quotation would, you know, be fanned out and go to the respective locations. So at least for A&L, we've got people in Singapore that are handling quotations from, say, Asia to Australia. We have a team of people as well in the US for the US side. And then anything, I guess, out of the Oceania region, so an Oceania export going to the US or Asia, would be done through our office in Australia.
Okay.
As well, where we've got dedicated people that are only handling break bulk quotations. So, okay. I've built a team to try and focus purely on that sector because, of course, it's very different to what we do for the core, I guess, traffic, which is containers.
Of course. Tell me a little bit about the US trade. Where, because that's, I think, it's a sector that's not really well known, at least not here in Europe, of course, for geographical reasons. But tell me about the ports that you call with A&L on the West Coast, A&L Australia Service.
Yeah, so we have coverage from, we cover Los Angeles, Long Beach, I should say, Oakland, Seattle, and Vancouver.
Okay.
So we call pretty well all of those US US West Coast ports and Canada, of course, and we're servicing into Australia and New Zealand on that loop. Okay. So it's the only dedicated product that calls the US West Coast into Australia and New Zealand, which we operate on.
Okay, that's pretty significant for the market. I mean, is it a standalone service? You have your own tonnage on this, or is it a partnership?
No, we have a partnership with two other partners.
Okay, so I take it that, let's say I have this famous dump truck or helicopter that I want to ship from Oakland into Sydney, for example, then you would ideally put it on your own tonnage. I mean, so you can control the loading and so on, right? I mean, even if you're sailing with partners.
Look, it makes it a little bit easier, but we do also do it on partner vessels as well.
Okay.
So we're not just restricted to our own tonnage.
Right. But let's say as you mentioned, for flexibility reasons and a quick decision, then of course it's in your hand when it's your own tonnage, I suppose.
Correct. It's a little bit easier, but certainly we do it on partner vessels as well.
Okay. Very good. And how do you see the market coming up for 2023? Do you feel it's is it a slowdown, recession? Everybody talks about war and inflation, and there's all a lot of negativity around. And of course, it's been happy days for a couple of years now for the lines. But how do you view the market from the faraway place where you are?
Well, look, I think for us, I'm involved in more of our niche products, as in terms of the smaller services that we handle, in addition to the break bulk portion. But of course, what we saw, and I think all Western type countries saw, was massive growth in the consumer spending. You know, purchasing new electronics and desks and chairs and furniture and all the rest. So certainly, and I think we can see that from all of the indexes, all of those main trade lanes have certainly are certainly declining. And really, it's driven a bit because of all of the added capacity that was put in during COVID. And really, a lot of the bottlenecks are easing. So that's allowing the capacity to get through the ports a lot easier at the same time as, you know, demand has dropped.
Yeah. So maybe it's good for the breakbulk desk because now the overall management of the line see, oh, we better be kind to breakbulk cargo now again.
Yeah, well, I think there's going to be certainly a bit of that going on. And I think from our own perspective, we actually continue to focus and carry breakbulk. So it was something we were very cautious about was, you know, making sure that we did actually carry our fair share of the break bulk. And what we actually noticed over the past, let's say, 2 years was that the number of shipments that we performed and the number of jobs on break bulk has increased.
Okay.
But actually the amount of space that they take up has reduced.
Okay.
And we think that that's probably been driven by the costs. Because certainly break bulk shipments on container ships, the price went up a hell of a lot.
Oh, yeah.
And we think that that's probably has turned quite a few shipments away and quite a few shipments probably never eventuated.
Yeah, definitely.
Because of cost.
Definitely. No, but it's I think it's a good market that you have. And also with the ownership from CMA CGM, you have basically a global coverage. But to me, it seems smart that you keep your own identity for Australia, that it's not suddenly CMA everywhere. I mean, you have an own history, you have an own, a national line identity, which must make you also proud when doing sales in Australia, isn't it? I mean, if you were just one in a big, huge company and everything is the same, at least you have not only a niche product, you also have a niche name there.
Yeah, certainly we do, and we have a very long historic name in the market down here, and certainly it's been very, very strong for a long period of time. And certainly when CMA CGM purchased A&L back, I think it was in 1998, the growth has been really quite amazing over that time with the support of the CMA CGM group behind us.
Definitely, definitely, yeah.
Has really supported our development.
One question also I have, I remember one of my ex-wives, the first one actually, we had honeymoon in Fiji. And that reminds me, I just thought about that now, because Pacific Islands, then I thought of Fiji. And I was there once and only in 1986. You also cover the Pacific Islands, don't you, some of them?
Yeah, we do cover some of the Pacific Islands, so not all of them, but certainly we are covering quite a lot. We also have a partnership in there with a company called NPDL. Okay. We may not operate the vessels, but we'll have fixed space arrangements in place, or we'll have our own services running. So we have
Which islands would we be talking about? Fiji, I know for sure, but
we've got extensive coverage into Namibia, Tahiti as well. Of course, being French territories.
Yeah.
Then you go up into the Solomon Islands. We're also quite strong up there. That's with our own tonnage up into the Solomon Islands and Papua New Guinea. And then some of the other smaller nations like your Tonga, Samoa, American Samoa, they'll be done through slot arrangements.
Yeah, interesting. Well, it's just when I think of these destinations and I look out the window with -8, windy, snowy, and I just broke my wrist because of slippery roads. I don't know what I'm doing here in Sweden, actually. I think you don't need an assistant sales manager in one of these islands. Let me know.
Oh, I might put my hand up as well.
Yeah, we can meet out there for sure. Okay, so would you say that you have weekly sailings into most of the destinations that you mentioned? I mean, regularly, a weekly or more than a week?
Oh, look, depending on the market, For some markets, we if we look at, say, a North Asia into a East Coast Australia, we've got actually four sailings a week.
Okay.
So we've got four sailings a week from Southeast Asia into the main ports of Brisbane, Sydney, Melbourne, Adelaide. We've got two sailings a week as well. So, but then for other services, if we look at Papua New Guinea, we're probably a fortnight.
Okay.
Into the Pilbara, up in the mining district, we're sort of every 10 days.
Yeah.
So it sort of really just depends. And it really, it's just a matter of, well, how big is the market? And then as a result, we build services around that.
I understand. No, you certainly have a good coverage. I mean, I've actually, to a funny note here, I've even traveled with ANL several years ago, ANL Wyong, as a passenger.
Very good.
Me and a colleague, we boarded in Hong Kong and we disembarked in Melbourne. I think it was about 10 years ago. I don't know. I spoke to Noel Dent in Melbourne at that time.
Indeed. I know Noel very well.
So we got two cabins. I don't know whether they have stopped since taking passengers. I hope it's not because of us, but it was a fantastic experience, I must say. Really, to sail with your ship down under, and the weather was awesome. And it's certainly impressive. And that time, the ANL Wyong was 4,250 TEUs. What are the major ships in your services at the moment, the size-wise?
So the largest ships we're sort of running go up to 8,500s.
Okay, pretty big.
Yep. They're the larger ones that we operate. But some of the other ports or the other smaller services, we operate 650s as well. Okay. So... we've got a real array of vessel sizes depending on the market we're servicing.
I mean, when you say it's 6,500, you know, when I started in shipping in 1980, the biggest one was 3,000 TEU. And now that's just a feeder vessel, right?
Yeah, now we're at 22.
It's unbelievable. I don't know where all these containers are coming from, but certainly impressive in size. Very interesting thing here to hear from you here, Lincoln. Oh, yeah, one final question. Many of our viewers are freight forwarders, and you know, everyone wants to be the jack of all trades nowadays. Some of the very big lines, as you know, they want to do everything door to door. At least they claim they can. How do you treat the forwarders? If I'm a freight forwarder and I come to you with an inquiry, will you protect me? I mean, I will give you the booking. You can, of course, see who's the customer. You will not immediately contact the customer and tell him to book to you directly. You will protect me coming to you, right?
Oh, yeah, no, certainly. We're not into that sort of a game. So
that's good.
Most certainly we, and I would actually say most of the shipments that we have is with a freight forwarder,
okay.
I would say.
Good.
So pretty well, most of them are through a freight forwarder because we're not doing, I guess, great big, we're not doing wind farms, et cetera.
No.
Things like that. So that's not necessarily very suitable for us. So, yeah, certainly we deal with a lot of freight forwarders.
Yeah. I think the main thing is, I mean, the main thing, I can fully understand that Toys R Us and companies like that, they go straight to a line. There's no doubt about that. But if a forwarder comes with a special shipment and he kind of works it with you, books it with you, because we've heard from the market that some other bigger lines, some of the real big ones, they immediately underquote to the shipper. They can see who's the shipper from the inquiry. Then they underquote to get the booking themselves. That's why it makes me happy to hear that you are not into that kind of game. I mean, you treat whoever comes to you, you treat with respect, right?
Yeah, correct. Yeah. No, it's important to keep it that way. We're quite happy to receive shipments direct, but we're equally as happy to work with a forwarder as well.
Yeah. Well, who cares as long as you get the booking? That's the right
policy. That's exactly right.
Okay.
And to be fair, the forwarder is adding value that the carrier can't always add as well.
Yeah.
And the forwarder has a very key part in the shipping game, and that's really doing a lot of the services that the carriers don't do or can't do or the forwarders can do better.
Very good. Good to hear. As you can see, the final question I have to you here behind me, as you can see, it's a picture from the Lord Howe Island. You know that you are living in a lucky country, and it's one of the most beautiful countries I know. I visited Lord Howe about 3 weeks ago for 1 week. I was stuck there due to bad weather, so I had a whole week in the island.
A good place to be stuck.
Definitely, yes. But I was just thinking about shipping into Lord Howe. So I asked locally at the hotel how they get their supplies out there. And he said there was a small service out of Port Macquarie into Lord Howe about once a month. So maybe, I don't know, it's the one TEU capacity or something. But we saw the ship flying out, actually. It was coming in with supplies. So I must say, I felt a bit desolate there. But you do have a beautiful country, Lincoln, I have to say that. What a place.
Thank you very much, Bo.
And the final thing, you beat us also in football, 1-0 in Qatar. So I'm not sure when we will publish this interview. But let's just admit that you were better than Denmark.
Well, it's good that we were better than someone. So that's, I guess that's pleasing.
I can tell you, we were very depressed. I think we are not over it yet. So it's good. Sometime we need to get us laughing. But listen, Lincoln, I want to say many, many thanks for participating in this interview. It was great to have you. Thank you very much.
Thank you. And anytime, I really appreciate it.
Likewise. And to all our listeners, viewers, and readers from around the world, this was yet another great interview by Project Cargo Weekly. Our special guest of honor today has been Mr. Lincoln Dundas, General Manager of Intra-Oceania Trades and Breakbulk at ANL, based in Australia. And ANL, as you can hear, is a most capable and versatile ship owner owned by CMA CGM, running breakbulk services worldwide. Stay tuned for more interviews in the near future. Thank you.